The World Show with Nikki B.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Hi, I'm Nikki B. Of course, it is the best in African music. We're celebrating Heritage Month. And what better to celebrate it than with these three incredible artists in the studio with me. And I say a warm welcome to all of you before I introduce each of you. Hello, everybody.
Hi.
It's so good to have you here. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
With me in the studio are Dogzin. Welcome, Dogzin.
Thank you. Hi.
Hi. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
This one I'm going to practice because he's looking at me sideways. So I haven't got my glass of water, but here we go. Mtekala. Oh, there's Mtekala.
Yes.
And of course,
Makata.
Umakata.
Yes.
Hello, everybody.
Did I say it all right?
Yes.
Makata.
Oh, no, I've got to practice that.
Yeah, but it's okay.
And of course, with them as well is Chok Ngwenya, a man who's definitely known in music circles with his different hats on. So welcome, Chok.
Yeah, I know. Greetings to everyone that's listening to the best show.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes. You are all here because of this incredible project that's just been released called Bayede.
Bayede.
Bayede. You're going to keep correcting me. Bayede.
Yes.
Bayede.
Yes.
Meaning. Bayede. Meaning.
Salute.
Salute. And I salute each of you. Wow, this album is amazing.
Thank you very much.
So now I want to actually, before we even go into you guys as a collective, a few words from each of you about your background. Let's start with Dogzin. Dogzin, I mean, each one of you is a renowned artist in your own right.
Yes.
But tell us a little bit about your background, who you've worked with, where you come from.
I'm coming from Newcastle. I'm playing bass guitar. I'm a bassist. I started playing bass 1985. Yes, with a lot of artists. Artists, Maskandi, Mpaqanga.
Yes.
Even my hotel queens.
Absolutely.
Yes. It's been a long time. I went to overseas everywhere with my hotel queens.
Yes.
So.
And you still work with them sometimes?
Sometimes, yes. So we started this group, Mtekala and Makata and Dogzin, after we worked with Shwino Mtekala.
Yes.
Before. Even Begumuzi Luthuli. Yes. It's been a long time.
Yes.
You
know, actually, now you say that, I remember Begumuzi coming on the World Show.
Yes.
Wow, a long, long, long time ago.
Yes, I was playing bass there.
Yes.
Yes, so we started this group now.
Yes. Okay, well, I want to hear from each of you, and then we're going to hear how the group came together. Mtekala. Oh, there he is. Sorry, I keep getting confused. I'll get it.
Somebody's crying.
Yes.
Ngizokhuluma ngesiZulu. Mina ngumtekala ngowamagubani sibongo, ngibuya phansi le emsini. Abaningi ke bayangazi kakhulu endimeni zomculo. Kudala ngiqalile ngikhona endimeni, ngiqale ngo-93 kuze kube manje. Ngiqale kuyihlanganani group Stathamia. Ngeza-ke ngasazosungula iqembu Shwino Mtekala. Dogzin besinaye Shwino Mtekala from start, siqala sinaye. Namanje sisenaye. Kuthe-ke uma kwenzeka-ke manje sesivule elinye iqembu elisha. Sasisiqala-ke uMtekala, uMakata noDogzin. So ke sicela nje ukuyibongela kakhulu nakubalaleli nakubathandi bomculo ukuthi basimukele noma kuyiqembe liselisha, kodwa basimukela. Siyajabula kakhulu, sithi nje phambili uMtekala, uMakata, uDogzin. Siyabonga.
Thank you. Do you want to translate for us, Chok?
Yeah, no, he was just talking about their history, his history actually. Remember, they had the biggest song in the country, called Ngafa with Shui.
Yes.
Yeah, so he's actually a legend. Dozen was also part of it, part of the production. Actually, he was one of the main composers, and him.
Mm-hmm.
They were the main composers of the song. But he's been in the industry, and he's thanking everyone that's supporting even now, because apparently now they one of the trending Maskandi artists. So he's just thanking everyone for the support.
Thank you, and thank you for being here. Yes, and Umakata.
Okay, hello listeners at home. So this is Makata. So I've been singing as a solo artist since 2011, and then I've been alone then until this year. Then we met this group called Mtekalo Makata no Toxin. Then now we are a group, we are singing together.
And what is it like for you to work with these guys?
Ish. I don't know how to explain it, but it's a very big thing to me, because I'm working with the legends.
So, yes. And
by the time they were hitting with their song called Ngafa, so I was still young by that time.
Yes.
But now I'm with them. I'm working together with them. So it's unbelievable.
But your history is also quite interesting about how you actually came. Music was obviously in you.
Yeah.
But how you came to be working in the industry. Tell us a little bit about that.
So I've been... What I can say, it's the music, it's my passion. But I've been doing this thing of Ubering. So then... From there was a guy called Itzepo Nzimande who picked me there. So
you fetched him as an Uber driver?
No. So
okay.
That guy is he's a producer. He worked with them before.
Yes.
Yeah. Then from there I got that guy. So that guy he did like so many things for me, so that he I don't know how to say it, but let me say in Zulu.
Say it in Zulu.
Yeah. So, ungithathewa ngibeka kule ndawo lwa ngizokwenza ukuthi abantu abaningi laba ngibone khona. So then, kwalula ukuthi nakubafowethu mangabe sebefuna ukuthi sisebenze, kube kushuthi angazi ngichaza ngithini. Kodwa nje kwaba easy ukuthi sihlangane senze into esiyenzayo. Ngiphelela amagama angazi ngithini.
Ya kube lula nje ukuthi ngisihlangane mina naye.
What it means is he actually made and told the two legends that there's a good guy, maybe if you guys can do something together. And that's when I came in to say I think you guys make a very good group. I can take you over.
Take all three of them, a triple dose of good energy.
Yes.
Very good singers,
yes.
Very talented bass player, lead guitarist, and a singer.
And I think Mr. Chok started to know me there on that.
On TikTok?
On TikTok, I was training there.
Twitter and TikTok.
Because you were known as the singing Uber driver.
Mm. Yeah, that's me.
That's where your fame was sparked.
Yeah, that's me.
And I love that. I absolutely love that.
Thank you very much.
You know, it's also one of those stories that can give many people hope. Because it doesn't matter. And I mean, I think anyone who's in the creative industries in this country has a side hustle or another job or something. But... Yeah. It's proof that just follow your passion and people will notice you.
Yeah,
so it's definitely true. An inspiring story.
Yeah.
You know, I want to hear one of the tracks of this album. And let me tell you, you know, I always invite people whose music and albums I love on the show. And I always say to you, it becomes difficult to choose which song to say. Can you imagine? There are 20 hit tracks, 20 tracks that are going to blow your mind on this album.
Yeah.
Bayete. So let's hear this one. This one is Monkeypox. Before I play it, tell me a little bit about this song and why you think it was such a hit. Anyone can respond.
Okay, can I respond for them, please? You know, this song is a very touchy song because it talks about what you've gone through in the past 2 years. So it's a touchy song because, you know, we had COVID, we had all the floods in Natal, and it's actually a sad song which is asking if maybe the Lord could help us and such things. But it's talking about everything is now expensive in the country because of what you went through. Where oil is expensive, even your neighbor wouldn't dish up a plate of food for you because they're gonna say fish oil is very expensive, and you can't even go to see your children in KwaZulu-Natal because petrol is very expensive. That's all the song, what the song is saying.
Fantastic. Anyone want to add to that?
That's true.
That's true.
Yes, that's true.
Well, I'm going to speak more.
You said everything about it.
Yes.
I'm going to speak more about this style of music on the other side. But for now, here is Monkeypox of this incredible collaborative album by Yere. It's coming up just after this. Kaya 959. Yes! Absolutely beautiful. Monkeypox. An incredible track of this album by Yere. Of course, Dogzin and Metekala Umatata are in the studio with me, as well as the man I call Chok Pro Sounds, Chok and Gwenya as well. Thank you for being here. Beautiful. You know, listening to this kind of music, and maybe Dogzin, you can talk about it because, you know, you've worked with various styles of traditional music, South African traditional music.
Yes.
So what would you call this? Is this Maskandi, but it's also got other elements?
Yes, yes, yes. We're trying to take Maskandi to the disco style, a hip-hop style, Marvin Gaye. Song, you remember that Marvin Gaye, that soul.
Soul, yes.
Yes, we put in together.
Yes.
Maskandi, Mpakanga, disco, soul, we put in together.
What I call on the world show, music that deserves to be heard.
Yes.
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 But you know, on that note, I'm listening, and for me, like, if we look just at Maskandi, for example, it's folk music.
Yes.
It's what is widely known as folk music. And I think why I'm talking about this is because when we spoke about the track that we just played, Monkeypox,
yes,
for me, one of the important things about folk music is that it speaks about everyday life.
Yes.
Please add. You don't all have to. We're having a conversation.
Yeah, it is true. Yes. It is true because every culture has got its own problems, and most times, in most cases, folk music will talk about whatever is happening in that certain culture.
Yes.
Yeah, that certain nation and culture, they all have their own issues, and you know, those people, they just straight talk. They don't beat around the bush. They just put it as it is.
Yes. Yeah. And I always think in one way, it's a representation. It reflects
what is
happening in that community or nation or whatever.
About everything that is happening. Yeah. You don't hide anything.
Come close to the mic.
I'm saying that we're singing about everything that is happening.
Yes.
So we do not hide anything. Even if you can do something that is not good now, we'll take it, then we'll sing about it.
Yes.
Make song about it. So,
in fact, over the years, you're right, because over the years, I think I've heard of a couple of musicians who inverted commas, got into trouble.
Yes. Yes.
I think Phuzu Khemisi once got into trouble for what he was saying.
Yes.
It is true.
Yes.
It's true. But also, we're trying to cover the world with this new style and this new album of theirs. That's why there's so many songs, because now it has to cater for the world, let people know what Zulu, the Zulu Nation is all about. And I think we're in the perfect show, because I know the world is listening as we're talking now. So they're listening to these guys, and I know they're going to like something.
Yes.
Because the elements are not that old school folk music. You've got an element for each and everyone.
Yes.
That's why we try to fuse everything, but keep the culture of the music.
Yes. Yeah. Does anybody want to add to that about the importance of keeping this musical culture alive? You can even speak in Zulu.
Yeah, ngimvelaphi ukuthi senza kanjani ukugcina lento iphila. So ngisho ngithi nje ngiphosa kuyomfumbisi usibekele ukuthi senza kanjani kulo mculo siugcina uphila.
Uhlala uphila ukhona.
Mangachaza nje bonke kubalaleli belalele. Umusic wethu kushuthi thina siuthatha izi imvelaphi yethu. Lasisuka khona nalazalwa khona nanokukhula kwethu ukuthi sikhule kanjani ingakho ke sihlale sugcinile ngoba yonke into esenza ku music sisuke ingaphakathi kuthina futhi into esisuka nayo into esiphila nayo vele ukuthi impilo esiphilayo yile esithi mangabe sicula sikhiphele kubantu ungenza kahle kakhulu sikunqome sikujabulele kakhulu ukuthi wenza kahle siyenza into yakho ukuthi ibe inhle kakhulu khombisa ukuthi lento yenzile inhle yabona siyenza ukuthi nomunye ayibone ukuthi inhle lento le uma yimbi futhi siyayigxeka sikhombisa ukuthi lento i wrong iyona ndlela esikhombisa ngayo ukuthi noma ngabe mhlambe wena ukuboni lokho ukuthi wenza into wrong kodwa thina siyazama ukukhombisa ngomusic ukuthi i wrong lento yenzayo kufanele uyiyeke uma inhle futhi siyaguguzela ukuthi iyenzisise impela qhubeka nokuyenza ngoba inhle
Please translate this for I know we've got people of different cultures.
If you do bad, they tell you via song. Even when you do good, they still promote whatever good you're doing to other people via a song. They will praise you via a song. That's the only way they can show you that they appreciate what you're doing. But it becomes more of a hit if you do bad and they make a song with what you've done.
Yes. That's the one that sticks.
Oh, yeah. That's the one that sticks.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Let's hear another track off the album, and then I want to speak about how the project came together. And of course, you're going to treat us to a little bit of live. But this next track, Ondaba, tell me about this track. Who wrote it?
It's both of them. Both of them. It's talking about gossipers, stay away from our relationships and everything that we do. So it's actually sending a very good message, because you know people break relationships and they just break everything that people are trying to put together, and then you get someone interfering in the business. So that's what it's talking about. Stay away from affairs and go gossip somewhere.
Yes.
Yes.
Don't be affected by gossipers.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
This incredible project, yes, you've got to get yourself a copy. It's a 20-track double album. Mtikala Umakata No Dogson. Bayete. Bayete. It's a softy.
Bayete.
Bayete.
Yes, Bayete.
There we go. Oh, you see it's coming right now.
Yeah.
On the World Show with, of course, Chok Ngwenya, who helped produce and is of also the engineer.
Oh,
Kaya Absolutely beautiful. Yes. What were you singing? This is one of the songs on the album.
Yes.
Yes. Tell us about it.
Like I said, if you do something wrong, they had a problem with the manager in their previous group. So this song is sing about the manager, but in disguise. The manager is a person standing with a dog.
Okay.
Yes.
The one. The one who's the big boss.
Yes. Yeah.
So, who wrote all the songs? I mean, did each one of you write different aspects or bring different songs?
We write together.
Yeah, we do everything together.
So all of these songs are co-written.
Yeah, because we meet then. We share the ideas, then create the song like that.
Yes.
Like, together.
It really is a collaboration. It's not like you came with your songs, you came with yours.
No, it's not like that.
Yes.
We do everything together.
That's beautiful. Yeah. That's absolutely beautiful. How did the project start? I mean, you touched on it, how you were introduced to the other artists. But Chuck, maybe you want to speak about that.
Yeah, you know, actually, when they started rehearsing, they had two songs, which was Imali and which was the other one?
Mbambi.
They had two songs. So Mtekana has been my neighbor for years, in Foslo. So I went to visit him. He said, hey man, you know, we're starting this new group. We've just made these two songs. I said, what? Yo. And I liked him much. I said to him, you know what? Just come to my studio, man. Let's not even waste time. this song is going to be big. I said, and I'll prove it to you that this song is going to be big. So we went and recorded Mali. I posted the song. It went viral.
Yes.
Before we even started talking about the album, we just did a song. It went viral. And then I said to them, okay, guys, what are your plans? And then they said, no, we're busy with this project. I said, okay, can I take over? But we're going to keep your traditional Maskandi so that you don't lose your followers. But let's just mix the Maskandi and have something that everyone will understand. Because, you know, folk music, not everyone likes. But if you just mix a little bit so that the whole world understands. And I said to them, you know, we need to also honor the new king. That's why the song is, the album is called Bayete. So, you know, it was nice working with them.
Yes.
They're very talented and they're very creative. If there's one thing I must say, they're very creative.
Well, look at this. I mean, how many songs? These guys are just, they're just bringing us, they're giving birth to all these children, the songs, obviously.
You know, we went to Ladik in Seychelles. We played this song called Bayet. They couldn't, I'm telling you now, even now, that song is big there. I see each time we post up of them, now they've got followers in Seychelles because of the style of music now. People are buying into this music.
Isn't it so refreshing? Because, you know, where I come from and when I started on radio 25 years ago, there was this big world music explosion and everybody wanted to listen to indigenous musics or what I call neo-traditional music. And then there's been this spate where it hasn't been considered hip, if you know what I mean. And isn't it so refreshing to see that this music is alive and kicking because of people's responses?
Yeah.
I mean, tens of thousands of hits on all the platforms. Has this been surprising to each or any of you, or you think it's completely understandable? Dogson, yes?
Okay, can you please repeat from your question?
Has it been a surprise for you to see this incredible response to
it was I can say that it was a surprise, but also I can say that we knew that it would be like this because we trust ourselves and we know what we are doing.
Yes.
So that, and then we know that we are very good, like we are talented. So we knew that if we do this thing the way that we are doing now, so it's gonna be like this. So
yes,
if we together,
most if we're working together,
it's even stronger.
Yeah, we're gonna come up with the
solo artist.
Yes.
Something like that.
That's true. And as I said, this is a triple.
You know what?
Blast.
To honestly speaking, they don't even interfere when they're working, when they're doing their recordings and composing. Dawson will come up with his own bass lines. He'll come up with his own lead guitars. Whilst he's still practicing, he'll come up with a hook. And then I'll say, ah, guys, the song is complete. And then the verses they will write together and say,
Then
I'm telling you, we only started this album in May.
Yes.
Look at now, 20 songs, 20 finished. Songs.
Finished.
Yes. Finished.
Yes.
Everything. And actually the mixing and the mastering took more time than them recording. That's how quick they are.
Yes.
Like it's just one take. I would say, guys, I'm used to recording one song for 5 days. But you guys are so quick. You know what you're doing.
Yes.
You just fix small mistakes, but very easy to work with.
But the synergy is there. Musically, you completely understand each other.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. They know what they're doing, honestly.
Let's hear the title track, Bayete.
Respect the Zulu. Respect the Zulus. That's what the song
all
is about.
All hail the king.
Yeah.
Yes.
And salute to the king.
Yes. On the world chart. That is a very special ending to a very special song. Absolutely beautiful. We are having so much fun in the studio. Mtikala umaka.
The pieces of meat.
No dogs. And of course, that's the title track by Yere. And they're also joined here by our brother DJ Chok, Chok Pro Sounds. Thank you all for doing great work.
Thank you.
We've got a little bit of time left. Do you think we've got enough time for one more live song?
Yes, it's actually one of my favorites. I'm gonna ask them to do it.
Which one's this?
Yeah,
Chok?
It's called Msakazo. Like, if we are being played on radio, we're gonna be famous.
Yes,
yeah.
And here it is. Not only is it playing on radio live on the World
live.
Show, but also go to the World Show page and you can watch it there.
Yeah, these are one of the world songs.
Ntombi wakikizo mama ijese sikwa baba yentule angale konza wamenyiswa msaga so nembele saushaya umteka lalana kwa baba msaga so nembele saushaya Catalana, Cababa Pen. From Saga, so Nembera Zaushaya. From Deca, Lalana, Cababa Pen.
Okay, before I let you go, and we're going to play one more song off the album, where can people get the album? When are we going to see this live on stage?
Actually, even yesterday, they were doing two performances, and we're planning on a tour, So far, for now, it's in South African tour. Been on a big launch, month end of October. I think we're all ready because, as I'm saying now, they're trending all over. We're getting calls, bookings everywhere for festivals, but the plan is for a tour.
Yes.
A world tour, and it's going to be a universal tour because now they like one group with two branches. You know, they've got the Maskandi side of it, and then they've got your corporate side of it. It's like Bayete, caters for everyone. Yeah, yes. It's got that Chuluga feel.
Yes.
Remember the Tony Clegg? It's got that feel, yes. But with new elements. Of which they introduced the new elements on the song, on the style. So it sounds like something you've heard, but it's not. It's something new.
It's taking it to the next level.
Yes.
Yes.
That's what they're setting the trend.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
The album, I know people don't even know that you can get USPs now. It's also available on USPs. We're playing at the airports, all the four airports. They're going to find the album and it's being distributed to most, you know, there's no record shops anymore, but there's taxi ranks they're going to find and there's a few shops of which we'll announce on our page.
So basically the album's available on digital platforms?
Everywhere.
But if people want the hard copy, can they email you?
Yes.
Info, tell me the info at
Chocks Pro Sound.
ChocksProSound.co.za. Yes. Info at ChocksProSound.co.za. Otherwise, look all over the social medias. You'll find DJ Chock Pro Sounds there. You'll find each of the artists as well. And you can always ask if you are looking for a hard copy.
Oh, yeah.
Which is always better, either on stick or on CD.
Yes. Yeah.
We've run out of time. I could spend another hour with you guys.
But I've got my
next feature. Okay. And we're going to end with the last track for tonight, because I'm going to be playing a lot of this album. As you spoke, Chock, there are different songs with different nuances. Yeah. This one is Mali.
Yes.
The Skandi mix.
Yes, that's actually one of the first songs that made them trend.
Thank you so much.
And it's also the first song that we made when we were...
When you came together.
Yeah, the first song that you made.
Fantastic. Thank you all. Beautiful album. Beautiful project. Mtekala Umakata.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
You need to spend more time on the world.
That's really perfect.
Yes.
You're not getting better. You are perfect.
Yeah, and perfect.
She's really perfect. She's really perfect.
I'll have to play the album every week so I can practice.
Okay.
The album by Yede. You've got to get yourself a copy. As you can hear, it's a joy. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you to everybody.
Thank you, siyabonga kakhulu kubo bonke kade besilalele. Sithi siyabonga nilale kahle.
Siyabonga kakhulu.
On the world's best show with Nikki P, Kaya 95959. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
The World Show with Nikki B. Every Sunday from 6 to 9 p.m. on Kaya 959.